last case is case number 11,086. And that is Resort Homes. Several variance requests. This is the one with the HVAC units.
Attached shed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, he said that he, I specifically asked people that question of whether you can move it to a certain, to point A and move it to point B, and that applicant turned around and said to me, said to this board, yes, I can, but I'd rather not.
Because he was going to put the water heater and...
I believe there was a question posed to me at the last meeting about whether or not that constitutes a shed.
And, oh, yes.
And I went back and I looked, and there's a definition of accessory use, and that shed is included in that as an example. I've looked around, and I haven't seen where a shed that is attached is a shed. If you look at it from an aerial view, it looks like a butt out, whether it's a chimney or a, you know, some other structure that's attached to the building. Whether or not that's accessible from the interior or the exterior, it still looks like it is
part of the structure.
It looks like it's part of the structure.
But is a shed an accessory structure? Is that the same definition?
The way the
the
code says.
I once had a house that had had an attached shed. It wasn't attached. It was like a little pole structure that had metal on it that abutted.
I think it's under accessory structures.
It is. It's called. Here's the definition for accessory building.
Accessories.
A detached/unattached subordinate building, the use of which is incidental to or customarily found in connection with and except as otherwise provided in this chapter, is located on the same lot as the main building or principal use of the land. Examples of an accessory building may include a shed, a storage building, garage, gazebo, or similar structure. Now, when I read that, I read it to mean that a shed can be an accessory building. It doesn't say to me that a shed could be something else. And in this definition, it says a detached/unattached subordinate building.
Well, that's where I was going with it, the way I understood it too.
And you know, I discussed this with other counsel in our office. I tried to see if there was something similar. I haven't seen anything that would indicate a shed, is, you know, an attached shed is actually a shed.
Right.
For that purpose. And finally, it's other than that definition that, you know, would change my view on it. So
what you're saying, what we're talking about, if he didn't call it a shed and he just called it a add-on or whatever.
Yeah, I guess here's the other thing. What would stop the applicant from at some point making it so, I know it's fire rated, but let's say knocking out that wall and making it an accessible structure from the inside. I mean, that's the kind of the concern that I had when I looked at it, because it really, and again, I think it becomes clear when you think about it from an aerial perspective. When you look at it that way, it looks like an addition to the house. Now, it might not be a big one.
Yeah.
Well, Susan, it can be paper thin, right? I mean, it can be just a detached paper thin, right?
Right through it.
As long as you can put a piece of paper through it, between the house and...
But does the county call it attached and detached shed? What do you mean? That's what we did, right? We always have.
Right.
The dictionary on my phone.
We're changing it now.
I don't know.
It doesn't say attached. I'm looking at a definition in the dictionary.
That's what they called it. It was a shed, but that was attached.
A slight or rude structure built for shelter, storage, etc.
It would maintain the 10-foot, not the 5.
A large, strongly built structure, often open at the sides or end. Nothing about attached, detached.
And that's consistent with what I found. I mean, I looked in the Black's Law Dictionary. I looked in some other areas, and I just didn't see anything that said it had to be attached. It had to be detached.
Right.
But when you look at the code, the code says an example of an accessory building is a shed.
Suggesting detached.
Suggesting detached.
Damon, wouldn't you go with what the county says? I mean, shouldn't we go how the county said do it?
Yeah, I wish it was clear in the code itself that made it say that all sheds are accessory buildings rather than just a shed as an example of one.
Right.
Because there's, you know, if the idea is it's an example of one, then it would be, you know, you could have that detached shed, but an attached shed wouldn't be that accessory structure.
But don't you think that's something that they could work on later? So, I mean, as Lawrence and Susan just says, that's how we always done it, and it's been like that?
Well, again, are we looking at something going, is the way we've always done it the right way?
Well, that's where you got a good Lawrence in, right? And the county council, right?
Well, it needs to be brought up to Lawrence if it needs to be changed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I mean, we've been doing it this way.
For future reference, maybe we should ask county council for a more defined meaning of shed.
I think Lawrence can handle it. Go to the
they don't have anything better to do, right?
I spoke at length about this with county council's attorney, Everett Moore.
Okay.
And his position was that it was not a, you know, if it's attached, it's not really a shed.
Okay.
Now, whether or not council would disagree with that, I don't know.
Right.
But
it's subject to interpretation.
You know, the conversations I had with Mr. Moore, that's what he informed me.
So, with all that being said, if we turn around and I just say I made a motion that we approve what? A shed?
An attached structure.
That's the reason when I ask them not to get involved in this. So, you know,
well, the only reason that
it's so plain, you know, that it's a shed.
In this case, the only reason that we're even thinking that it's a shed is because listed on the survey it says shed.
Right.
If it didn't list that, and then we knew that it was attached, then it's just it's part of the, it's integral to the structure.
Right, and then he would need the variance.
Right.
We can consider the variance, but now I'm saying, can you move that shed into compliance? Our job is to make sure they get in compliance too, not just approve everything.
He can detach it by inches and it be in compliance.
It'd be in compliance, and we wouldn't have a variance.
But if it's integral to the residence, then it is. They need
a
variance.
He's a 4.4 variance.
Well, that case we had tonight, he's going to attach his shed to his house, isn't it? That's what he said.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say anything about that. Now we're going to hang up on this one.
Well,
this guy's intention is to attach it, so therefore it needs a variance.
So that's why it was advertised that way. That's what the use is. He's using it as a shed.
Yeah, that's what.
Which he is.
Mm-hmm.
This,
when he cuts a hole in his house, it's not going to be a shed anymore. If that's what he's going
to
do, but
when he attaches it to the house, to the structure, then it's part of the structure, so it needs a variance.
Yes.
Okay, so we can either grant the variance and let him do that, or we can deny the variance. And then he could detach it and make it a shed.
And that's the exact question I ask. One more time.
So, but the question at hand is, his intention is to attach it. So
correct.
Do we approve the variance or not?
That's it. And my last statement to him was, can you bring this in compliance by detaching it from the house? He said, yes. I said, and I think you can go over this in the minutes, and I said, what about the air conditioning? And I said, you could move that up front. You got plenty of room there. And he said, yes, I can do that, but I'd rather not. And that was it, gentlemen. I mean, I was trying to get things in compliance without granting variances here and there and everywhere.
Be specific in the minutes. You stated you wanted to prove everything but the air conditioning.
Did I say that? Yes. Okay. But I asked that question, though. Didn't I ask that question about the air conditioning?
I mean, John knows more air conditioning, but no, I do. But this is, might be where the load's at or everything's at. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he might say, yeah, I can move it, but really, he might not be able to move it. Had to put something different in it. I don't know. You know.
No, based. Not going to offer any professional testimony because it's not part of the hearing.
No. But he said he can move it. But he's not Eric's team man either.
He did say he could move it.
Yes, he said he could.
So
I'd like to get this off the table. I guess everyone else will agree.
I'm open for a motion, bud.
All right. My motion will be that we approve the variance for the, what is that, the air conditioning, HVAC unit. And the 5-foot side setback for the proposed dwelling, and the stipulation that we'll approve the shed if it's detached. Are we
either approve the variance or not?
It won't have it if we detach the
either approve shed. It.
The stipulation that the shed be detached.
Well, no, then you deny that portion of the variance.
Right.
Okay. In regard to the standards for what you suggested?
For the first two, it'll be the, there's a uniqueness to the property. Of course, that's the width. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The hardship has not been created by the applicant. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. The variance does not substantially be permanently impaired appropriate use or development of adjacent property. The request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And the stipulation that I deny the variance for the shed. Do I have to give a reason for that? Because I believe he's creating his own difficulty.
With the shed, okay.
With the shed.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it, I guess.
So motion.
I think something needs to be changed about either the way we word it, write it on there, or the ordinance, but I'll second the motion this time.
It's a motion and a second. By roll call vote, Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
I ain't sure what we're voting on yet. Be honest with you. Are we voting? Air conditioning, stay where they are.
The motion was to grant the variance for the air conditioning and the side yard setback and deny the shed or variant, the 4.4-foot variance on the opposing side.
So you're not going to move the air conditioner now?
Nope.
Nay.
Oh, Lordy.
I vote nay. Figure it out the next time. You've got another one to figure out what we
Mr.
do.
Mr. Hudson, have you voted yet?
Yes, sir.
You voted yay?
I did.
Mr. Hudson.
So let us know what we do about that one in the
I suppose it needs to go on the table then.
It does.
So.
Yep. goes on the table.
Both of them go on the table.
I did my best.
Mr. Wilson, can I ask you a procedural question?
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, I need to bring forth clarification, if you will. It seems that there's some unanswered questions among several members, and I was wondering if I could have an opportunity to do that the next meeting, so that we can clear up some of the questions that's before the board.
Hearing's closed. There's no other testimony allowed.
Well, I wasn't actually going to offer testimony. I was going to offer actual clarification associated with questions that came up that I think is only on the record, but it seems to be a little confusing, if you will. I wasn't going to offer any new testimony,
right.
Just the same testimony I had brought forth before, except to make sure that everybody heard it as I thought I presented it.
The members have the opportunity to go back and rehear. Everything's been recorded, and so they have the opportunity to go back and rehear the case by means of the audio that was done. Or, I'm not sure, can we go back on the internet or not? No, just audio. But the rule of the board is that once the hearing's closed, then there's no opportunity for anyone to add anything, regardless of what type.
I wasn't going to try to add anything.
I understand.
It was just some clarification points. The members were asking questions that I thought were put out on the table very clearly. Maybe not as clearly as you like them, and I apologize for that. But, you know, if there were any questions that, you know, could be enhanced, if you will. New testimony. I have nothing new to put through
right.
The record. I thought I had followed the guidelines. Heard the conversation this evening, and it's certainly confusing based on my testimony, I assure you.
Hopefully the members will go back and re-listen to the application.
I'd like to restate what I've already stated, if it's something for anybody.
Hopefully the members will go back and rehear the case, and then it will be restated.
All right, thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know my wife sent a letter. I don't think anybody read it. The property is my primary residence.
Sir, this is a case that we've already heard, and as I explained to the last gentleman.
That's fine.
Any?
I have a place to live right now. I've been living with some other people. All I asked was somebody to take a vote tonight so that I knew which way to go to rebuild my property.
Which I am confused. So what happened? Is it tabled till Monday?
It's tabled till Monday because it was a 2-2 vote. So we need to have it on agenda for Monday to break that tie.
I don't know.
Probably because there's no CO.
Oh. The what? He had no place to live, he said.
You going to put that?
Well, did he sell him?
They're going to be on next Monday, right?
No, he needs to get permits. He's waiting for approval so he can get his permits if approved.
Oh.
This isn't already there. This is proposed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
One last thing of business. When I came in tonight, I guess the rest of you had a letter from it's addressed to Mr. Calloway, but it's from Elva Allen. And is this something that we need to address, or is this just for our...
I have not had a chance to review it. I've skimmed through it, but...
Yeah, I'm reading something about laughter and smirks and snide remarks, and I don't recall any of that to any recent case.
Perhaps what we could, put an item on the agenda for next week for just correspondence, so that you all have an opportunity to review it and give me direction as to what to do.
Okay.
stuff, if you would like to put that on there, correspondence from...
So now, let's see, they want to take that, now they want to take our sense of humor.
Jim's here tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Any other business?
You got up on that early.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you figured we were going to address our letter early. Any other business?
No.
Motion to adjourn?
Give a motion, we adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I guess I won't be able to be chairman anymore.